you could see Jake Locker. You could see Charlie Whitehurst. How much pressure does that put on a defense to prepare for two quarterbacks, Chris?
It really don't put much. We know Jake is more of a runner in certain situations, and we know that Charlie's going to stand in the pocket. I don't think it would change much as far as what we do on defense. It would just be the fact that we have to be more on the lookout for Jake running the ball when guys are actually having good coverage down the field.
Generally, in division games, teams know each other pretty well. Not necessarily the case, especially on defense with all the new guys up here. Does that give you an advantage, or are we overplaying that?
I think it's being overplayed. This is NFL. It's football. Each and every week, guys come out to try and compete. So it's not a matter of having an advantage. Right now, at this point, we know we're trying to get everybody on the same page and get a win. That's the biggest thing that we're looking forward to right now.
Looking back at the Steelers game, how much better was it from the previous couple of weeks? And then how do you keep that going week to week?
It was great. To actually we felt better about it. Didn't like the fact that we lost, but it was to keep it up week to week. It's going to be a process, and that's something that we're looking forward to. We just go out each and every week to try to get better, try to make our team better, try to make each individual better. So, you're just seeing those different. You're seeing it take place. So, I'm actually liking it a lot better. That everybody is actually getting on the same page, and I'm pretty sure everybody else in the locker room is actually getting happier about it.
How important and what's it feel like for you guys to see a young guy like Avery Jones come in and contribute, and how much does that give you guys in your arsenal?
It gives us a lot to have one of those guys who's come in and rush the quarterback and play against the run, even though Avery's in his second year. He went to my alma mater, so, I already knew what kind of guy he was. But, it's a great to have guys be able to do the things and not have that drop off when the ones and twos are in.
I guess the final thought is winning. We don't talk about it around here all that much. Everyone talks about getting better, but how important is a win for this team right now to validate everything you're working towards?
Well, a win is very big. It builds that confidence. Guys gravitate towards winning. Winning becomes contagious. So nothing like a feeling of winning. So I'm pretty sure once that happens, everybody, you'll start seeing the changes even around the locker room. Not to say that everybody hanging their head, but, I think guys will start understanding it a whole lot more instead of just getting better every week. Winning would become contagious, but now it's just working on the fundamentals, doing everything that we look forward to doing and being a great team in the future.